I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guest is T.K. Venod. He's a chemistry professor at Western Illinois University, and he will give this year's Distinguished Faculty Lecture. It takes place Monday, March 19th at 7 p.m. in the COFAC Recital Hall. How were you chosen to give the lecture? Did you offer to do it, or did someone approach you about it?
Actually, about a year ago, Provost Office sent out an email to all the faculty members asking them to self-nominate them or have somebody nominate you for this award. And a couple of my colleagues thought that they should nominate me. I didn't think of it myself, so they just wrote a nomination letter and asked me to submit my resume along with it. And that was last February. Then in September, that was February of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And in September of 2011, I heard that I was chosen for this particular award and the lecture coming up on next Monday.
And you've been preparing for it ever since?
No, I'm a procrastinator in that sense. So for the last 2 weeks, I have been thinking about it. And I think I have finished my talk now, preparing my talk.
What is the title of the presentation?
The title of the presentation is Green Chemistry, Retooling Chemistry to Make it More Sustainable.
Green chemistry almost sounds like an oxymoron. I'm sure to many people it sounds that way.
That is right. Absolutely right. It is an oxymoron. And one of the objectives of my talk is to demystify chemistry to the public at large.
What is green chemistry?
Green chemistry is a new way of doing chemistry so that chemical products are produced with least amount of impact, adverse impact on our environment.
Why do you suppose chemistry has a reputation of not being green?
Because we chemists are not good salespeople, so we don't sell ourselves well. So what public perceive chemistry is from the media, and the media touts or media has a way of propagating all the disastrous incidences, a few of them particularly, that happened within the last 30 years or so. And the public at large thinks that all chemists and all chemical industries eventually lead to disastrous accidents like that.
And you don't believe that?
If you're careful, one can avoid. And green chemistry, by doing green chemistry, chemists are thinking of producing chemical products so that we don't have to deal with chemical waste at the end, rather than not produce the waste at all to begin with.
Is green chemistry a fairly new concept?
It is actually only 25 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 20 years old. It started in early 1990s.
I don't think I've heard of this before. How did you come across it?
I came across green chemistry, of course, from my reading. And then when I came out to WIU, I wanted a niche for myself in my area of research. And at that time, when I came over here in 1997, green chemistry was a fairly new field of discipline. Even now, it's a fairly new field of discipline. And I thought doing something significant, or at least trying to do something significant in that area, would be a good way to attract national funding.
Even though it's a fairly new concept, has it changed?
It is evolving now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you think of traditional chemistry as or the people who practice traditional chemistry has a toolbox full of appliances or tools that they can use. Green chemists have a toolbox that is almost completely empty now. We have only few tools now. So what green chemists are doing is to build necessary tools so that we can replace all the old tools from traditional chemistry and then do chemistry in a more eco and environmentally friendly manner.
And before you came across green chemistry, what were you doing? Were you pretty much a traditional chemist,
I was a traditional chemist, and my only objective during those days was to synthesize something. I didn't worry about how I achieved my final product, or in other words, to achieve the final product, you know, cost was not a consideration. The waste that I produced was not a consideration. Now, whenever I do something new, I worry about what the final product would be. I also pay special attention to the cost and the environmental impact that I would have to make to attain my final product.
Yeah, what about chemical waste? Is there a green or environmentally friendly way of disposing of chemical waste?
If you use environmentally safe chemicals to begin with, even if you generate waste at the end, they are going to be environmentally friendly. And that's one of the themes of green chemistry. Why don't we begin with environmentally safe reagents so that at the end, even the waste is environmentally benign?
So are you having to replace certain, ingredients or chemicals
exactly.
that you once used?
Exactly. And that's why I said we don't have all the tools yet, because over the last couple of centuries, chemists have accumulated enough tools, in other words, enough reagents and chemicals that are environmentally somewhat toxic and prepared useful materials out of it. Now we are beginning to think of replacing those chemicals and use safer chemicals. Therefore, our toolbox is still empty. For example, one of the themes of my research is to do chemical reactions in water as a solvent.
Mm-hmm.
Previously and till now, it is not possible to do many organic reactions in water because chemicals are not soluble in water. However, if we can use some useful and benign co-solvents, then you can use water as the main solvent for the reaction. What that means is after the reaction is done, if you want to dispose of the waste solvent, you'll be disposing of water, which will not cause much of an environmental problem because water is benign to begin with.
Mm-hmm. That water is not changed by the
experiment? No, absolutely not. Water remains as water.
What was your first green chemistry project?
One of the main reactions that chemists do, either in academia or in industry, is the oxidation reactions, where they take alcohols and oxidize it to suitable and required oxidized products, namely aldehydes and ketones. And the reagents that have been used so far for that transformation has been heavy metal salts. And heavy metals are considerably toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy metal toxicity, most people have heard of that. And my research emphasizes use of a benign oxidant for that particular purpose. And I also try to do my reactions in a catalytic manner. In other words, I won't need as much reagent to carry out a large oxidation. I will recycle my reagent during the reaction. So if I have one molecule of the reagent to begin with, I can oxidize 1,000 or maybe 1,500 molecules. I'm just making up numbers here,
uh-huh.
because my reagent is recycled during the reaction.
And how has that worked out for you?
It has worked out fairly well because I have been successful in attracting National Science Foundation funding for this particular project for the last 8 years. My second funding is ending in a year, so I have to seek additional funding, and I'm hoping that I'll be successful again next year around.
Is there funding targeted specifically toward green chemistry?
There are some funding. I have not been able to attract any funding from Green Chemistry Institute yet because the competition has been very tough.
Mm-hmm.
What I have targeted is National Science Foundation, specifically research in an undergraduate institution, funding from that particular source. And there, the competition is still tough. The success rate for the last couple of times has been between 14 and 19%. In other words, out of the 100 proposals people submit to National Science Foundations, 19 of them get funded. So the success rate is still very tough.
Very competitive.
Very competitive, yeah.
What are you working on right now in terms of green chemistry?
Right now, I'm actually extending my original project by trying to use water as a useful solvent for many different types of organic reactions. And I'm also devising and designing new catalyst, benign catalyst, to carry out that reaction.
What type of water are you using? Is this like ocean water?
Or pretty much. I can use tap water for my reactions.
Uh-huh.
So the cost is brought down considerably.
How do you come up with ideas for projects to work on?
there's a lot of reading involved. Thinking simple is my motto. After reading a lot, I try to find gaps in already published research, and then try to think simple. I don't try to make anything complicated. And the solutions are always simple. And for example, trying to use water as a solvent for reaction is something people generally won't think of because most organic compounds are not soluble in water. But I thought if we could use some eco-friendly co-solvents, you could carry out those reactions. And that was a particular gap that I found in reading the literature in the oxidation of alcohols. So I thought, you know, I might as well try and find out what happens.
Do you find many of your fellow chemists are open to the idea of green chemistry?
Yes. Lots of them are open to the idea of green chemistry because everyone is aware of the environmental impact that would have if you don't practice green chemistry. But that doesn't mean everybody can practice green chemistry because, as I told you earlier, we don't have the necessary tools in the box yet.
How long will it you think, take to fill up that toolbox?
I would imagine another 50 years to replace all the tools that traditional chemists currently have.
What do you do to try to get the word out about green chemistry?
Whenever I do my research, of course, I present my research results at national meetings or regional meetings. Then when the project is completed or one particular aspect of the project is completed, I write it up for publication in peer-reviewed journals. And that's how I get my word out.
Are you finding, or do your fellow chemists find it's more expensive or cheaper to go the green route?
It is cheaper to go the green route, definitely cheaper. But finding green chemicals to begin with as raw materials is somewhat hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to discover or just create new compounds, ingredients?
A combination of both. There are three aspects to it. You have to discover new reagents, you have to create new materials, and serendipitously you can come across new materials.
Your presentation on Monday night, what do you hope is the main point the audience comes away with?
As I told you earlier, I'm trying to demystify the notion that chemistry is a toxic science. Because the audience are not going to be chemists, I need to bring down my talk to a level of grasp for the audience such that I don't discuss too much chemistry, but at the same time, I talk about the essentials of chemistry and then discuss the traditional routes and compare it to the green routes.
So it's not just demystifying green chemistry, but you'll need to demystify chemistry in general.
That's right. And in the process, I would be a spokesperson or a salesperson for green chemistry.
T.K. Vinod is a chemistry professor at Western Illinois University. He'll give this year's distinguished faculty lecture. It takes place Monday night, March 19th at 7 p.m. in the COFAC Recital Hall. We're out of time for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.